I'd never seen Henry Standing Bear lose at arm wrestling, but had seen him dislocate bones numerous times. I hoped he'd go easy on the kid and leave him relatively intact. After all, he had a night's work to do. Popesco reached across and propped up an arm, the bicep bulging. Henry slipped off his leather jacket, sliding it under himself on the stool, and unbuttoned his chambray shirt, rolling up the sleeve as the muscles in his own arm writhed like eels. Propping his elbow, I watched as he placed the point of it, perhaps just an inch closer to the fulcrum, a move the bouncer didn't notice. Henry Standing Bear had been in the game far too long to not take every advantage he could. "Want me to start you two off?" They both nodded, and I stood and placed my hands over theirs, pulling them back towards center, where Popescu had already attempted to take his advantage. I glanced at the Cheyenne Nation. "You want to move your elbow back an inch?" He looked at me, just trying to have a fair contest here. He did as I asked. "All right, on three. 1, 2, 3. I removed my hands as the combatants both flexed, the bar creaking, the intertwined fists first moving in Popescu's favor and then straightening back again. "You mind if I ask the questions while this is going on?" He grunted. "Only if I lose." "Oh, you've already lost. You put everything into that first push, and you're not getting any stronger. The veins on the side of your head look like you're going to have a blowout any second." I nodded toward the bear. "And he hasn't even tried yet." The bouncer glanced at me. "Did you know Jeannie at all?" He grunted again. "She tried to get in here one time with some older guy." "Shorter, silver hair and a big hat?" "Yeah," he grunted again, pulling Henry's hand back about 2 inches before the bear straightened him out. "Talked to her that night?" His face was reddening. "Some. Come on, man, let me concentrate here." "No." I moved over into his line of sight. "What did you talk about?" "Relationships and shit. What else do girls always want to talk about?" Two waitresses were now standing behind Henry, and a bartender and croupier stood at the end of the bar. "About the older guy?" "No, somebody else, I think. I mean, it didn't sound like him." "Ever heard of a guy by the name of Artie Smallsong?" "Everybody knows Artie, man. And if you're after him, you don't need any trouble from anybody else." "You know where we can find him?" "No." The bear put some pressure on, slowly pushing Popescu's arm backward as the attending audience smiled and cheered, giving me the idea that the bouncer was not everybody's favorite co-worker. "I don't think he likes your answer." He strained the words out. "Yeah, well, I don't care. He can kiss my ass." Henry pressed him for another inch. "You'll care when he dislocates your shoulder." I leaned back. "Try again?"
"It's Artie, man. He lives in the woods. The trees don't have numbers."
"How about a general vicinity?"
"The res, man. USA."
Henry glanced at me, and I nodded, watching as he slowly began powering the bouncer's arm backward. And Popescu started looking more than worried.
"Okay, okay, okay, man. Yeager Butte, he sometimes winters up at the fire tower there."
"The old Diamond Butte fire tower? They moved that back in the 50s.
"No,"
he grunted some more, pushing with all he had, but not quite enough to move the combined fists.
"The pad is still there, and somebody, I don't know, maybe Artie, rebuilt it."
"You think he's there?"
"Hell, I don't know."
The bear glanced at me, and I nodded as he brought it all, bending the bouncer's arm back until it was about 3 inches from the surface of the bar. "You wouldn't lie to me, would you?"
"No, man, no."
"Because if you did, my friend here might feel compelled to return and bend your head back over your spine."
"I swear, that's all I know."
"How about a guy by the name of Louis Howard? You know him?"
"Yeah, yeah."
He spat, catching his breath.
"I know Louis. He comes in every once in a while."
"Was he making a play for Jeannie that night?"
"How the hell should I know?"
Another inch.
"Yeah, he was. She was cute, so yeah."
"Did you get out of the van that night and see where she might have gone?"
"It was freezing. I stayed in the van."
"Black Kettle says you got out to help with the engine." Another inch.
"Hell yeah, I got out and looked at the engine. I'm a guy, and that's what you're supposed to do, right?"
Bam! The back of his hand slammed against the bar, and the Cheyenne Nation held him there until I thought the guy might cry. The bear finally let him go, and we watched as he scooped his hand from the bar like a dead bird. "Are you all right?" He glared at the two of us in turn and then held the hand to his puffed-out chest. "Yeah, I'm fine." He glanced at the tiny crowd that was now skittering back to their workplaces. You guys need to get out of here.
And why is that?
I don't want you here anymore.
I turned to look at Henry, who was already pulling on his coat.
I think Gabriel here might be a sore loser.
He turned to the bouncer.
Best 2 out of 3.
Resdog wouldn't start. I don't think that was the smartest thing to do. Henry turned the switch, and we listened to the starter grind.
He tried to hit me. I thought it was only appropriate that I hit him in return.
With this as our getaway vehicle?
He turned the switch back, and we sat there in the silence.
Perhaps if you were to say,
I'm not sweet-talking your shitty truck.
Glancing over my shoulder, I watched as the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department cruiser made the intersection with lights and siren blazing.
Uh-oh.
We watched as Wesley Burrell, Best Bale, slid to a stop beside us, opening the door and lifting his 300-pound bulk from the seat. He came around the front of his vehicle and paused to pet dog before stopping at my window.
Hey, you guys seen a cowboy and an Indian who look like the kind of lowlifes who might beat someone up?
I made my best attempt at innocence. No. He nodded, zipping up his barn coat.
Well, if you do, you might tell them that sitting in front of the establishment where that kind of violent assault took place might not be the best idea.
His crappy truck won't start.
The bear leaned forward, smiling at my fellow sheriff.
He has said rude things to her, and now she is sulking.
Bales turned to me. Maybe if you said something nice,
I'm not conversing with this shitty truck.